Do you know what birding is, and have you ever met a twitcher? Well, if you have, you'll be familiar with the world of bird watching, and COVID has seen many people engage more with their direct environment. As a result, bird watching has increased in popularity, and we sent our own twitcher, Brian O'Connell, to meet a bird watching group and find out all about it. So Brian, first of all, you better explain the lingo to us.
Well, birding is the activity of bird watching, and a twitcher is a very committed bird watcher, so perhaps someone who maybe travels a long distance to see a particular bird. So there you go. And as you said, I'd never been bird watching before. So I joined a really great group in Cork at Hearties Island Wetlands. It's close enough to Foote Island Wildlife Park. And on the way to meet this group, I met a man returning from bird watching. He had a large camera over one shoulder. He told me, Claire, he used to be a sports photographer, but he pivoted during COVID. Now, this is Robert Kennedy. And I asked Robert, why does he bird watch?
You know, first thing in the morning, I love coming down as the tide is coming in. Get a couple of snaps first thing in the morning. Kids are in school, it's like therapy. Get to chill out, go home, edit them that night, and show my works that evening.
So you were here, you've got a really fancy looking camera, a Canon.
I'm shooting with Canon for 10 or 12 years now. I started, being honest with you, I started out doing sports photography. A side effect of COVID made me kind of look closer to home and what I could do within my own kind of radius and stuff like that. Because birds are so fast and the sports are so fast, it was a kind of a natural progression into wildlife, and I could coax birds into my own back garden as well, you know. The work that the lads have put in here is phenomenal. The hides, the paths, the
so
whole thing.
So a hide is somewhere where you can observe the birds, but they may not necessarily see you.
Basically, like a little shed with a hatch window. You throw up your camera on the tripod and you're good to go.
And so since you've been looking at the birds a bit more closely, what have you noticed?
Where they are, they're able to, like we're about 3 or 4 kilometres, even less, from the city. We're getting birds coming in here that, in my lifetime, I haven't seen. I've done research into, you know, looking at these birds. It's phenomenal, yeah. I really enjoy it. The lads laugh at me going, oh, you're a bird watcher now, yeah? It's very relaxing. It's so, so therapeutic. Like, you can see people where we are. You can see the N25 passing us. And we're here chilled out watching the local wildlife.
It's a whole other world, Brian. So you went into the wetlands area. Now I can see you. You're in camouflage, aren't you? And you're crouched down in the rushes.
I've got one of those duck whistles, exactly. Yeah. I could go into things called hides. So members of the local bird watching group had shown me what a hide was. Now, some of the members I met were keen observers of wildlife in their youth and have come back to it. Some were lifelong environmentalists, such as Jim Wilson. Now, the wetland area was home to many different birds, from sparrowhawks to different types of ducks, and even, Claire, a fugitive pelican which has escaped from Foote Wildlife Park. Now, Jim Wilson, as I said, well-known Jim Wilson, was looking through his telescope as I arrived, and this is what we saw.
Well, at the moment, I'm looking at a group of resting shell duck, which are one of Ireland's largest ducks. Stunning birds with a chestnut brown breastband, black head, beautiful coral red beak, and they're just chilling out at the moment. It's high tide.
And tell me about the pelican. What's the story with the pelican?
Well, the pelican, it's a bird that has come from Foote Wildlife Park.
Uh-huh.
It managed to escape having its wings clipped, you know, if you're full feather. So it's a fugitive.
Yeah.
And it has actually really taken to life outside of the wildlife park. The beautiful bird, massive compared to most of the birds you'll see here. Wingspan is huge. But the thing about it is the locals are not used to this massive thing flying in and out, especially when they're resting at high tide. And I say that's crucial for them. So unfortunately, the pelican is actually causing a fair bit of disruption.
So I'm just staring through here. Oh, it's amazing. They're so close when
yes.
you look in, obviously.
Yes.
And I can see these are the ducks.
These are the shell duck now, yeah. Some of them might stand on one leg. And that's because you've no feathers on your legs when you're a bird. So this is the coldest part.
Yeah.
So what do? You tuck it up underneath your nice warm feathers.
So interesting. Did you see the pelican?
I did see the pelican, yeah. It sort of stuck to its own, but when it lands, everybody scatters, so it's causing a bit of havoc out there. They need to try and get it back into photo.
The lonely fugitive. there's been a lot of focus on climate change and the impact, Brian, that's having on our wildlife.
Absolutely, and birders, people who birdwatch, they're seeing it firsthand. So from certain species who are not coming here that used to come here, and then some who actually won't leave. So this is Paul Moore of the Cork branch of Birdwatching Ireland. He was telling me about that impact of climate change.
People are familiar with our swallows heading south. For the winter, for our winter. So the birds that breed further north, like the wildfowl and the waders that are out here, they breed in Iceland, Scandinavia, Arctic Canada, Siberia, and they all head south as well to our mild winters. But the fact that the winters are getting milder everywhere now, they're not coming this far south, so the numbers are actually kind of dropping here a small bit. So it's called short-stopping, that they just don't have to come this far south, so they don't, you know, why expend that energy when you don't have to? Diving ducks in particular, things like tufted ducks, scaup, potchard, have gotten quite rare in Cork now. They just do not come here anymore. That's what's happening, really. Just we're seeing slightly different birds, and of course they're seeing things then like that would head south normally, like swallows and stuff, or the little egrets. I think there's a couple of little egrets out here. Yeah. So they bred first in Ireland. They were a Mediterranean species, and they spread north, and they bred first in Ireland in 1997, just down the road from here. And now they're quite common. They can tolerate the weather, you know. They can survive in the winter, so they've spread north again.
What's your favourite bird?
A lapwing, I think, it's a wading bird with a little crest, kind of. I'm a farmer, so it's a real country bird. Would have been a farmland bird that nested on farmland. Unfortunately, they don't nest in Cork anymore. But it's this really funky looking hairstyle, shall we say, kind of a quiff.
Can anyone bird watch, Brian?
Absolutely. You just need a telescope, pair of binoculars, good eyesight, and you don't have to travel. For example, Birdwatching Ireland are asking people to take part in an Irish Garden Bird Survey. So whatever you have out your back or on your balcony. So that's online on their website. Just have time to bring you one more person I met who indulged in a bit of twitching. Remember now, the twitchers are the sort of committed bird watchers. So this is Gemma Kelleher. She's back watching birds about 3 years.
It's pure enjoyment, I think. If you watch the birds, if you notice a bird that's got nice plumage, if you can hear birds calling, that's fantastic.
What's been the biggest wow moment for you? I suppose every day is a wow moment when you're out on a beautiful day like this.
A year ago, I was standing in Ada on the pier. I was looking
down
out
in East Cork.
In East Cork, and I was looking out and I saw this duck, mm-hmm. something that looked like a duck flying past very quickly, and I had my camera in my hand, so I photographed it, and I looked and I went, oh my God, and it turned out to be a rare American duck. I wasn't entirely sure what it was, so I enlisted the help of some very experienced birders, and we identified it as a bufflehead. And it was only the sixth ever, I think, for Ireland, and the third ever for County Cork. So that's wow. That was lucky for me, and it was great.
What was the American duck doing in East Cork?
They migrate.
Ballymaloo?
And no. Thankfully. When they migrate in a clockwise direction. So when they're actually coming down to South America in the States for a bit of heat during the winter, a westerly wind will actually blow them off course and they can end up in Ireland. So you do get these vagrants turning up every so often. There was a beautiful belted kingfisher down in Castletown Bear that was one of my few twitches, and I went down to see him. He was absolutely beautiful bird.
Well, Brian, thank you very much for that. And also thank you to the local Birdwatching Ireland group that Brian met in Cork. We had a